I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. It's a grammar episode today where we look at using the present perfect continuous, specifically with repeated actions with a time expression. And the two main time expressions we're going to look at are recently and lately, but we will look at some others as well. And the reason I decided to talk about this in today's episode is because it is quite a common mistake amongst English learners. It's something that learners find quite difficult. I mean, the present perfect is very, very difficult in general, but this is something particularly complicated for English learners. But I'm going to try to make it a little bit easier for you today, just by practicing our use of certain time expressions with this tense, the present perfect continuous. So, as I said, we're going to look at recently and lately, but we'll also look at some other time expressions too. So firstly, what does it mean? When you think about recently, lately, what does it mean? Well, it means that in recent times, including now, something has happened. Something has been happening. So think of things that you've been doing lately. So for example, have you been sleeping well lately? Have you been feeling well, or have you been feeling unwell? Have you been watching a lot of movies? Have you been going out for early morning walks? Now, with these ideas, I'm speaking about something that started in the past and repeated. And those repeated actions have been happening for an unspecified amount of time, but probably over the last few weeks or months, maybe. And for that reason, I use recently or lately. And notice how I use the present perfect continuous with all of those ideas. They are ideas which started in the past and continue into the present, and they are repeated actions. So I can say, I have been sleeping very well lately. Or, I haven't been feeling well lately. Or, I've been watching a lot of movies recently. Or, I've been going out for early morning walks over the last few weeks. So when we use a time expression like recently or lately, or over the last few days, over the last few weeks, we can use the present perfect continuous. And we can also do this if we're talking about something we've been doing all day. So imagine it's the end of the day and you're thinking back to what you've been doing and you want to use the time expression all day. You could say, oh, I've been working all day, or I've been cleaning the house all day. In this case, we can also use the present perfect continuous. So I want you to use that tense, not the present simple, not the present perfect simple either. So don't say, I sleep well lately, or I have slept well lately, but rather, I've been sleeping well, and I've been watching a lot of movies, and I've been working. So to finish this episode, I want you to answer the following questions using the present perfect continuous. What have you been doing a lot lately? Are there any TV shows you've been watching a lot recently? Have you been doing something specific all day? Have you been doing something new over the last few weeks? Answer those questions with your own ideas. Make sure you use the present perfect continuous. With the present perfect continuous and the present perfect simple tense, it's really important to practice this in pieces. So you could try to learn everything, but there's a lot to learn with these tenses. So I find, as a method, it's better to learn this in little pieces first. So, for example, with today's episode, it's all about repeated actions which continue into the present. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it useful. I'll be doing more episodes about the present perfect continuous and the present perfect in general in the future. So have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.